Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here. It is Tuesday. It's your Packers Daily Chat here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's 10 a.m. The Packers will be taking the practice field in a few hours, and we will see if said reports about Aaron Charles Rogers not being in attendance today are true or not. Yes, we are operating under the assumption that the franchise quarterback will not be partaking in the mandatory minicamp, but we all kind of expected that. The other headline, of course, is the wide receivers are in town. Davante Adams and company will be in attendance. What a shock, just like we've been saying. Other than that, it'll be fun to see reports coming out of camp, coming out of practice, see who's looking what and who's playing where and all the news that's fit to print. Keep it right here on Cheesehead TV for all the latest. Before we dive in, got to remind you guys about our good friend Aaron Jones and his youth football camp coming up in mid-July in the Green Bay area. Head to AaronJonesCamp.com. That's AaronJonesCamp.com for all the information. Use promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10%. That's promo code CheeseheadTV to save 10% for our good buddy Aaron Jones. Make sure you're checking that out. Hello to everybody in the comments section, especially everybody making fun of the fact that I use the word literally. I'm literally excited that you guys are so on top of it. Tommy, that's very nice of you. Thanks. That's very nice of you to say. Oh, good morning, everybody. Look at this team. Look at this team here. We got Facebook in the house. We got YouTube in the house. We got Twitter in the house. All the socials up in here. Mark, how are things going across the pond? Hope you're doing well. When's the last time any player held out to actually stay with the team? Seems like a unique twist to the situation. No doubt, Joe. It is unusual. I mean, usually holdouts are about contracts, and one would probably say that that's not much different here. Aaron Rodgers wants assurances and guarantees. Best way to do that is via the contract. So you should go by Dr. Nags and offer emotional therapist and mediator service between Aaron Rodgers and Goody. I don't think that would work out too well. Let's just put it that way. Don't forget to like this video. Do it now. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for looking out. Yellow Weasel, my friends. Look at you, Brandy, with the Yellow Weasel shout-out. I love it. Not a team player. Who's that, Jim? Who are we talking about? We're talking about Aaron Rodgers? I think he's a team player. I think this is a very special circumstance. Are there any big names that might not be at mandatory camp? I don't know, Mitchell. We'll just have to wait and see. There was a report that the quarterback might not show up, but I'm not sure. Summer of Love, baby. There you go. Do you think Davante has some kind of idea where this is all going with Rodgers? Yeah, I think he's probably got a clue, right? I know oftentimes, especially in the locker room, it is let a man handle his own business, but I have to think Davante and Aaron have spoken at some point and at some length about what's going on. That said, I think Devontae's going to handle his own business. You know, that's why he's in town today and will be for the duration of minicamp. But yeah, I have to think he has some kind of clue. But we'll see. I don't know. Lots of twists and turns between now and training camp. Lance, thanks for the super chat. After many weeks of thoughts, we all need to literally relax. Literally 3 months till the season starts. Your thoughts today, Lance? I'm right there with you. Couldn't agree more. A lot of ball game left. Eric, thank you for the super chat. Say Rodgers doesn't show up like we all expect and the team issues fines. What happens to that money? Does it still count against the cap? You folks are obsessed with the cap. No, the bonus money that he forego, the $500,000 workout bonus, that goes back to their cap, but not until, I believe, 2022. The fine money is levied by the team for training camp. The most likely outcome for minicamp is that he will be given an excused absence, much like we're all back in school. But those fines during training camp, $50,000 a day, they cannot be rescinded. But that, I don't believe, has cap ramifications for this season. That's about as far as I can go with that. Blake saw a report that 12 doesn't want to be traded, so basically he just wants assurances. I think that can be figured out. I would tend to agree, Blake. But here we are, months later, still kind of at the same place. Why did Tay give up $500,000 for no OTAs if he was going to show up for a mandatory minicamp without a new contract? Because I think he can afford it, and he wanted to do stuff with his life. Like I said, what was it last week about clearly visiting friends and seeing someone's graduation, et cetera. We've seen all that on his social. At some point, you can give up $500,000 and it doesn't hurt you. Devontae's at that part of his life. You and I are not. I do think, and I've said this all along, that they will be working on a new deal for Devontae. I think it probably would be further along at this point if they weren't in such a cap crunch and a very specialized situation, both between COVID and their quarterback. Dealing with all of that has probably slowed things down on Devontae's front. But I don't think Devontae missing the workout bonus or not showing up for OTAs, et cetera, had anything to do with some kind of protest about his contract. That's just guesswork on my part. But I think things are probably still in line for him to get a new deal before the season begins. I keep saying it. I think it makes a world of sense for them to get something hammered out during the summer, probably after they've worked out whatever they need to work out with 12, and then hopefully announce the new Devontae deal at the start of camp. Maybe that gets pushed back a little bit because of 12, but I would think that's the timeline. Merck, thanks for the super chat, man. Actually looking forward to getting a good look at Love in this second year. Who's going to be the most interesting this year, offense or defense? Well, I think it's got to be defense, right? Unless Jordan Love's your starter, then that makes the offense automatically more interesting because who knows? Hang on to your hats. But yeah, the defense, because it's a new scheme. And how are they going to implement guys? Are they going to do three-man rushes? Are they going to fucking actually get physical with wide receivers at the line of scrimmage on third and three? These are the mysteries we need to solve. And of course, we're not going to get those answers until the regular season starts. But in the meantime, it'll be fun to watch kind of the secondary rotation, how guys are playing as far as where they are, perimeter, in the slot, what the safety rotation is, things of that nature. That's the most interesting. Those are the biggest question marks. On offense, of course, they're going to be massaging. There's going to be developing. There's going to be things that they're going to work in, whether it's Amari Rodgers or A.J. Dillon being given more of a, you know, workload. But for the most part, we know how the offense operates. On defense, again, just for me, I think there are limitless possibilities and unknowns that we can dive into throughout, you know, the offseason and training camp. Dak Crispy Boy, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. No, man, nothing is fucked here. 12 kidnapped himself. Come on, Nags. You said so yourself. Outstanding. Nothing is fucked here, dude. That's great. That's it. We have to do some kind of like ode to Big Lebowski through the lens of the Aaron Rodgers situation. That needs to happen. I like it. Seems like just giving away $500,000 for no reason. He's not giving it away. It wasn't his. It was a bonus that he didn't earn. The workout is literally called a workout bonus that he just went, nah, I'm cool, man. Will there be player interviews today? Yes, there will be. Before I went live, we had not been updated with who was going to be made available. I know Jordan Love is supposed to talk this week. We'll see if it's today. Let me check here right now live. Still no word from the Packers on who's going to be made available, but we will hear from LaFleur and we will hear from a few players, TBD, on who that will be. What else we got? Goot going to show Rodgers some love. Ooh, David, nice wordplay. This aggression will not stand, Aaron. See, now you're getting into it. There you go. You're being very un-Rodgers-like now, dude. These are great. Rodgers isn't playing in Green Bay anymore, says Jim Andrews. Well, Jim, we'll see if you're right. It's either play in Green Bay or don't play. You're saying he's not going to play. Got it. I'll check back on that. James, thanks for the super chat. Good day from Oz, Nags. What's up, Down Under? How you doing? Ages since live, no doubt. Thanks for remembering Love through all these hysterics. The dog should be a pincer move and call Murphy Kunst. Oh, James, it's good to see you, buddy. Preston, thank you for the super chat. Is there a player Gary's skill set reminds you of? Huh. That's a good question. Not really. I don't know what his comps were coming out of Michigan, but his ability just as a bull rusher off the edge, coupled with his ability to slide inside, reminds me of Z, you know? And I think that's kind of the idea is, you know, he is definitely being developed into that type of player. But I'll, you know, if we're going back in history, there's, you know, nothing leaps to mind just because of his ability to play all over the front. I mean, they had him playing three tech at times last year. You know, there's not a lot of edge rushers that can do that. Not great ones anyway. I mean, probably a handful in the league right now, but through history, that has not been a common occurrence. But yeah, Z is probably the guy that reminds me most of, especially with his ability to bully tackles. TKM, you're at your post. What's up, man? Andrew Brandt tweeted, a star once said, you can make my bonus $20 million. I am not spending time in Green Bay. Any idea who that star was? Not Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre. Pappy. I have no idea who that star was, but probably Greg Jennings, maybe? I don't know. But probably maybe. Well, that may have even been before Jennings' time. Yeah, I don't know. But that that has been the reasoning behind the workout bonuses in the past, is to get guys to Green Bay in the offseason because no one wants to be in Green Bay in April. So, you know, for the most part, it has worked. I think this offseason, the NFLPA making that push for guys to stay away if it's not mandatory, you know, put a burr in some people's butts and said, yeah, this is voluntary. Q, I'm staying away. And that's fine. You know, you can only fight that fight so much. And look, I've talked about this before in a couple other places. There was a time when, you know, at least to my mind, it was important for guys to be there, veterans or no, that needed to be in the building, on the practice field in April, May, what have you. But these days, in 2021, year of our Lord, come on. These guys are professional athletes in every sense of the word, and they are so beyond where guys were even 20 years ago as far as training, how they keep up with their bodies, their regiments in the off season. They can hit the ground running. Hell, we just had a freaking NFL season where there was no off season except for Zoom and then 2 weeks of camp, essentially. And then they played a whole fucking season and it was great. I'm not saying that you can't get better and you can't polish things off, you know, maybe with the longer training camps, preseason games, etc. But the off season program is a lot of babysitting. And I know coaches kick against that. And I used to be in that camp. Oh, they got to be in there. They got to learn. They got to be on the grass, etc. It's babysitting. Let's be honest. So, you know, that's why I don't get worked up when guys aren't there. You know, it's like, oh, no, they missed the walkthrough. You know, oh, they do some team stuff. Great. But it ain't full speed. Sure as shit ain't hitting. It's not physical. Physicality is football. Otherwise, it's just a passing camp, you know. So. That's just me. I know there are differing schools of thought on this, but that's just where I stand on it. Brian, thanks for the super chat. What would Coach Lombardi do? Oh, he'd fine everybody and get them all in on a sled and have them hitting, doing 2 days every day for a month. That's what Lombardi would do. Unless you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and he'd probably trade him. Say, you want to play for me? You get out of here. Can Leroy Butler give A.J. Dillon a class on how to conduct a proper leap into the stands, Brandy? Oh, I don't know if you saw on the draft show when Mark, our very own Patreon member and contributor at Cheesehead TV, absolutely roasted A.J. Dillon for his suspect Lambo leap. Got to think the leap will be high priority on A.J.'s offseason to-do list. Oh, Paul, what a question. Oh, my God. Mr. Miyagi or Yoda, who wins? That's got to be Yoda, just because he can use the Force. Lombardi would say, what the hell is going on out here? Yeah, no doubt about it. Like A-Rod, he's the best ever, but quite the drama queen, though. Joe Doe breaking it down. If Love looks bad in preseason, I don't even want to imagine fans' reaction. Oh, Bethany, it's going to be so bad. The thing is even, okay, because this kid is damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. If he looks great in preseason, everyone's going to say, oh, it's just preseason, doesn't mean anything, which is true. But then if he's bad, I told you he sucked. You know that's coming. Even though they know it doesn't mean anything, that is coming. Mark, that train is never going to be late. 1,000%. And I'm not even talking about like the games, just the practices. You know, the first couple tweets from beat reporters talking about, oh, Jordan Love throws behind someone, or Jordan Love, you know, fumbles the ball, or Jordan Love, whatever. Anything that's bad or negative, etc., is going to be amplified a billion times. And every little positive thing, whether it's just a simple out route or whatever, you know, hits a post, whatever, is going to be nothing. Oh, it's on air, or oh, it doesn't matter, there's no defense, or blah, blah, blah. It's going to give, they're going to give every excuse for everything positive that Jordan does is going to be, well, he should be doing that. And every little negative thing is going to be blown up into, I told you he sucked. I can't wait. Can you tell? Can you tell how excited I am for training camp? Lord. Kevin, that's outstanding. Even Randy Wright held out in 1987 for an extra $100,000 in salary, and that turned out just fine. Well, until Randy Wright had to play football, and then that was not so fun, but I hear you. Brian, thanks for the super chat. I'm excited for DeGuara in this offense, as am I. We saw that little peak in week one last year, and he kind of just went away, and then he got hurt. But, man, yes, 1,000%. I think they can really use him as a chess piece. You never really know a guy coming off an ACL, how he's going to move, how he's going to look. But, yes, please, please, more DeGuara. I'm all in it. Preston, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Would you rather cover the Minnesota Vikings the way you cover Green Bay on the beat for 1 year or work for PFF for 2 years? Oh, PFF, definitely. 1,000% PFF. I like the guys at PFF. You guys know. I've been on their show a couple times. I like the people over there. Like, you know. I mean, I would have to phone in the rankings. They got some coach ranking now that people are all upset about. I mean, it's just creating content for people to get upset about and argue about. It's like Pete Prisco just put out his top 100 players and people were all upset about that. Like, any of it matters. None of it matters. Zero of it matters. But people get all indignant. Oh, this is trash. And like, it's his opinion. Who cares? Like, the coach rankings for PFF, it's someone's opinion. Who cares? Like, yes, you can quibble with this or that, but God, people get so up in their feelings about it. It's rankings. It means nothing. Zero. Zero. I hope Love can handle the pressure, Sandy. You and me both. James, thanks for the super chat. Support who we are, not who we are not. This is your team. There you go, James. James remembers. There you go. Rodgers doesn't deserve to be fined. Even in high school, coaches let upperclassmen lift elsewhere in the offseason. To quote my good friend Clint Eastwood in Unforgiven, deserves got nothing to do with it. Aaron Rodgers, thanks for the super chat. Does Kettle of Fish have Spotted Cow? Go Pack Go. They do not, unfortunately. Sometimes, every once in a while, maybe like a rogue bottle here and there that has been smuggled across state lines. But no, they do not. The old fashions were great last night, though. I will say that. What is Love? Aaron, don't hurt me. You guys are off the hook. Dean, thanks for that super sticker. Joe's Home Theater, thanks for the super chat. Will Matt LaFleur ever get respect by the media? Yes, when Aaron Rodgers is not his quarterback and not before. It's that simple. You know, I wish I could tell you otherwise, but when Aaron moves on, whenever that is, and Matt is coaching Jordan Love or whoever at the quarterback spot and then still wins games, then he'll get the respect he deserves. Not a minute before. I'm not saying I agree with it, but that's the way that cookie's going to crumble. Can't wait to see the speed of Stokes. Ooh, the speed of Stokes. I like that. That should be a t-shirt. You guys are so bad. How hard is Stokes going to push King for a starting position? I'm very interested to see that myself, Sly. I would suspect pretty hard and quickly if he's allowed to compete. You know, sometimes coaches have this weird thing about rookies and they don't give them full opportunities right away, et cetera, et cetera. But man, I think let that kid go, put him in the fire. And if he comes out, let him start. You guys know I wasn't a big fan of bringing King back, but I understand trying to keep your options open in the draft, blah, blah, blah. But man, yeah, Stokes should be given every opportunity to win that job. I hope he is, and I hope he wins it, because the upside's great, and the sooner he gets on the field and gets those reps, the quicker he gets experience, and the better he's going to be. I'm all in on that. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I'll probably be back this afternoon with some extra cheese after practice, so be on the lookout for that. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and join us tonight after extra cheese. But tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambo time, Pax What She Said will be live here on the socials. And Maggie and Perry, and I believe they'll be joined by one Andy Herman, will be talking about everything we heard about from minicamp today and the offseason. Maybe they'll talk about the quarterback. So lots going on here at Cheesehead TV today. Please hit like, hit subscribe, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Go Pack, go.